Please allow me to make the explanation now. First of all, in regard to the business situation of the second quarter, as already explained previously, for our Japanese business, to confirm what we've already said, up until 2014 and 2016 compared to 2011, we want to increase on an order basis these numbers. And we explained about this in our first quarter explanation, and we have made this explanation to the media as well. In terms of how to achieve this for the enterprise, the consumer area, and also a new area, solutions, we are going to be making efforts. Now we will continue our consumer business, and we'll continue our current enterprise business, but we're going to achieve greater growth in this new area. And compared to 2011, in terms of what we've achieved, we have set forth goals. The first half of this year is over, and now in Japan, we are going forward with double-digit growth, so that we have even better results than we had anticipated in terms of the orders achieved. And we've already explained about this, about how we're going to go about this. And already the three C's has been explained by Eva. Consumerization is what we referred to as mobile before. And there's also a cloud and virtualization. And then cyber threats. And we will use our know-how. And this is the 24th year that we have been taking advantage of our know-how to achieve concrete results. And we have a new solutions team. A variety of different types of know-how will be provided through sales companies. There's customer requirements that we have been getting directly. And in new business models and solution models, we have made new efforts since last year. And already we have been reaping the rewards of this. And furthermore, taking advantage of this experience, we have been working with our partners in the volume zone so that for service business, we have contributions made by our partners. And aside from products, there are support services that we are providing to achieve value. And as for the situation there, first of all, in the area of the cloud, in the second quarter, we have the deep security product. And in the service business, we made an announcement that Otsuka Corporation will be working with us in the VDI area with a new agentless version. And also, Otsuka Corporation is moving forward with the server protection services. Otsuka has data centers that have taken advantage of our products. And on a standardized basis, in the servers that are sold by Otsuka, the management module will be provided as a standard. And services would also be provided, so that for the volume zone as well, services have started. So compared to the second quarter of last year, we're seeing that this Q2, we are achieving five-fold growth. Now, the results were so good in the first quarter, so we seem to be down, but we had a major order in the first quarter, so we have this situation. And if we look at throughout the year, there's going to be a major growth achieved. And in new areas, there's also the virtual desktop that had not been so widely adopted yet in Japan. We're about 3 years behind compared to the Western countries. But for the virtual desktop, now, several hundreds or several thousands cases have started to come about in Japan. And so we have started off this business, which we're moving forward with Otsuka. Next is deep discovery. And this is involved with cyber threats. We've had threat management solution for some time, but now the name has been changed to deep discovery. And as you can see from here, compared to the previous year, it's four times greater business. There's a static and dynamic analysis that can be carried out in this solution. And we have this TMS solution that has been sold for several years now. And in Japan, for deep discovery, or TMS as we used to refer to it, now we have over 160,000 units already being managed and monitored. And in the area of medical equipment, in Fukui University, they have acted as a reference to talk about this, and as a good example of visualization for multi-device applications, efforts have been made. And in terms of annual sales, we anticipate a very large number. Next is the area of services, the service business. And here we see tremendous growth. Since last year, we have increased by 1.5 times. And since this year, for the first quarter and the second quarter, there we are several hundreds of millions of yen business. Now, it's not just service support. We have cyber threats and so on. And we have our know-how, our intelligence that can be offered as a value item, even providing people. And so we are seeing more and more efforts. And we have the case of Fukui University and also the case of Otsuka Corporation. And throughout the world, in the desktop virtualization effort, in the United States, there is a major Japanese bank which has U.S. operations, and also in the insurance area, we are seeing this desktop virtualization VDI product. And there's also in Singapore, government cloud business that we're doing. So that for Asian governments, we have been making efforts as well.
Following in the area of consumer, if I can briefly describe this, this is a little busy, so I will make going into the details of this. The existing customers, we would like to make sure that we would secure our existing customer and also go after new customer. Cloud and mobile, these are the keywords. And also, what's important is that either Apple or Windows or Google, they have their own sort of world and universe. And for us, on the part of end users, an individual user, knowing this world, are they going to only live in these three different worlds? No, they have Apple iPhones and Android device. They have multiple devices at home. And to utilize it without being aware of the differences of this world, we would offer a digital content security, not managing it, but we would offer safety and security without, in the heterogeneous environment, for the consumers not have to be conscious of these different roles. So this is something that we'd like to expand and sustain the existing customers. In the past, it was a lifestyle center around personal computers. But now, there are a lot of myriads of information in very different locations. So information proliferation and intensity, looking at this, and expansion of the utilization of the PC. Anyone, everyone, wherever they are, they will be able to utilize any devices. And this era is already starting. And to do that, not only virus, but device, losing the devices, or maybe there is a loss of data, device and data and privacy and family. These are four perspectives that could be looked into. And to this, what we would be able to offer as a security measure is this is a new consumer business that we have as strategy, and this is something that we have announced the other day. Device, data, privacy, and family. Already in the device area, and the USB, in order to avoid provide security to the USB, we have a buffers, IO data, and several, of course, offering off-trend micro security measures. And also, we'll offer that to NAS as well. And at the same time, for mobile, a mobile-specific smartphones application has been launched, and for data, we have backup, safe sync, and privacy. It's free of charge. It's going to be on a fee basis, a password management, if a family is a parental control. So all of the parts has been launched, bits and pieces. But in the future, all these parts will be integrated for the ease of use. And not as in terms of a product, but something that could be more enjoyed, we would like to offer as part of service. So it is a service in order to support digital life. So this is an announcement that we have made. So This is something that we would be initiating here in Japan because we have many customers here in the Japanese marketplace, and also home and data management, starting from here in Japan with a global development and global team, we will start here in Japan. And also business model, Japan will be the centerpiece of establishing this business model and expanding these strategies. And we made this announcement. For this, this is enabled by the ecosystem with the partners. So already we have had a lot of discussion with various different partners in terms of tapping into this possibility. So inclusive of the end of the year, new year, I think we are very fully equipped and versed in order to launch new products and services. Of course, with this economic background, competitors are making a lot of investment, but we are very fortunate to be able to sustain a number one position in the consumer end of the business. The 3 years renewal, rate being very high, we were able to grow by double digit in terms of the growth strategy, and also the Facebook backend in terms of covering 900 million people, we were able to collect information. And at the same time, in Japan, starting from the end of this year, it's still on pay basis, the password management to each of the geographies. We have a lot of success stories in mobile with MM institution. We have been endorsed by them as well. So we believe that our value are highly respected and highly admired. And of course, as a service, we will need to integrate this in order to offer ease of use. And that, I think, will be the next step forward for us. So with that being said, last but not least, from last year, the Japanese team are located in the Singapore office, and there has been many announcements that has been made. In the second quarter, we have made tangible success, KDDI Singapore, NEC Singapore, NEC Thailand. In the Southeast Asian business, we also made some announcements relative to these areas. A SaaS type of remote management service is something that we have incepted in these locations. It's only been 3 months since it has been announced, but we are increasing the seat numbers on a monthly basis because it's monthly base. It's not a sudden surge in terms of the numbers and performance, but still we're making a very steady progress. With Panasonic, we have a database called SafeSync, which we also have decided to launch this with Panasonic, and NTT West Japan for Android security service. We are going to also have technical alliances with NTT West Japan, and also cyber threats with Otsuka Shokai. We are going to collaborate as well for SMBs. So know-how that we have accumulated is going to be disseminated on the volume zone, and the consumerization, the know-how that we have utilized, we would like to pick a proactive approach in disseminating this into the Southeast Asian marketplace. So the placement of the orders are increasing, and of course the business scope is increasing. So that will be all. Thank you very much.